Oh, hi. So I'm like going to talk about the Des-Martin periodinine reaction right now. And I just wanted to, like explain a little bit about how it works. It's like proven to be a pretty successful and effective synthetic tool. It's used to oxidize primary alcohols to aldehydes and secondary alcohols to ketones. It often has a high selectivity for hydroxyl groups in complex alcohols, and so it will like not further oxidize aldehydes to carboxylic acids or anything like that. It has several advantages over chromium oxidizing agents like the Jones oxidation and the Swern oxidation, because it's like safer and it's milder and quicker. And and it involves like simple workup procedures for purification, which is like way better. So here is the compound, which is called Des-Martin periodinine. Its chemical name is like this complicated thing. It's like 111 tris-acetyl-oxy-1-1-dihydro-1-2-benz-doxyl-3-1-H-one, which is quite a mouthful, let me tell you. But what you really can do is you can just call it Des-Martin periodinine, and that's like totally fine. And you should know that you can always buy it through Sigma-Aldrich. And you can buy it like either pure or in a solution of dichloromethane. It's kind of expensive, so you can also make it. And the procedure was actually outlined in the original article by Des and Martin. So the first thing that you do is you take 2-iodobenzoic acid with KBr as O3, and you mix this in sulfuric acid, and that gives the cyclic tautomer of 2-iodobenzoic acid, and it's like a 93% yield. When this acid is treated with acetic anhydride and acetic acid, and then when you heat it to 100 degrees, it gives the periodinine an 87% yield. The periodinine has an infinite shelf life when it's kept in a sealed container, so like you can totally just hang on to it for whenever you need it in the future or whatever. So the mechanism for oxidation involves the exchange of acetoxy-ligands for alkoxy-ligands. When I totally started this, I totally didn't even know what the word ligands means. And it's a chemical term, and what it means is it's like a substituent that donates its electrons through a covalent bond to a central atom. And like in this molecule, the central atom is the iodine. The periodinine in reactions is dissolved in either chloroform or dichloromethane. And usually the reaction's carried out at room temperature, so you don't need to worry about like heating or cooling or whatever. So at the beginning of the reaction, one of the acetoxy groups from the periodinine leaves. And then it deprotonates the alcohol to form acetic acid. Then the negatively charged oxygen from the alcohol attacks the now positively charged iodine. And an intermediate iodine ester complex is formed here. Now, the next step is a series of electron transfers. One of the attached acetyl groups leaves and deprotonates the ester. Then the electrons from the carbon-hydrogen bond shift to the oxygen, and they create a carbonyl. Then what happens is that the electrons from the iodine-oxygen bond are transferred into the iodine as lone pairs. The two resulting species then are the oxidated alcohol, which is now a ketone, and a neutral iodine species, which has like two lone pairs. Now, as you can totally tell, this reaction is like way clean and simple. All the byproducts are easily removed by filtration or by like chromatography, lots of different things. And lots of research has been done by the original authors, so like these Des-Martin guys, proving that other halide compounds that are like similar in structure can actually serve the same function. And now the procedure is really commonly used for like other synthetic applications. And listen, if you guys are still interested in this stuff, like if you want more information, I strongly, strongly suggest that you read the original articles, because like they seem a little boring at first, but like once you get into them, like they're pretty explanatory and stuff. So anyway, they're listed in the references section, and like you can totally look them up. Okay, thanks. Bye.